Thank you, Excellency. At the outset, I would like to express my appreciation for your leadership in presiding over this plenary session. I also thank High Commissioner Grandi for his informative opening remarks. Mr. Vice Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, at each executive committee over the past several years, we shared our collective worries about high record numbers of forced displacement and the worst scale of humanitarian needs. Unfortunately, this year is not an exception to this trend. The number of people in need is soaring. The gap between the needs and the resources is ever widening. Global changes such as the COVID-19 pandemic and climate change are affecting all of us, but in a disproportionate manner. In the face of these challenges, the call for global solidarity has never been sovereigner than ever before. First, my delegation takes note of protection challenges caused and/or exacerbated by the pandemic. In particular, many reports of cases of pushbacks at borders are of great concern. This year, we celebrated the 70th anniversary of the Refugee Convention, of which the principle of non-refoulement is the cornerstone. In this regard, we appreciate UNHCR's endeavors to advocate these core values. At the same time, we commend the efforts of UNHCR's Asylum Capacity Support Group. Second, as the drivers of the displacement are multiple and complex, enhancing coordination among humanitarian actors with a different expertise is vital. We thus commend UNHCR on its various initiatives, including its partnership with IOM, UNICEF, and WFP. My delegation encourages the UNHCR to share with a wider humanitarian community the lessons it learned from its partnerships. Third, the efforts to secure protection should be paired with a search for durable solutions. We begin to see a gradual resumption of programs for return and resettlement. It is encouraging. We thank UNHCR's facilitating role in this. Korea values the three regional support platforms launched on the occasion of the first Global Refugee Forum. My government has been actively engaged in the support platform on solutions strategy for Afghanistan refugees as one of the core group members, and will continue to explore the best ways to fulfill our commitment as the Afghanistan situation develops. Fourth, it is all the more important to provide proper support to host communities in the spirit of equitable burden and responsibility sharing of the Global Compact on Refugees. To this end, my government has made pledges to focus more on the humanitarian development peace nexus for greater resilience of both affected people and the host communities. My government adopted its first ever national strategy on triple nexus and currently exploring opportunities for pilot projects. One of the candidates is health and education projects in Bor region, Jonglei, state of South Sudan. Yesterday's side event on the IGAD UNHCR Solutions Initiative for South Sudan and Sudan was of particular interest. We encourage UNHCR to continue to share the progress. Mr. Vice Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, in implementing all these efforts and activities, the international community relies heavily on the role of the humanitarian workers on the ground. Therefore, I cannot overemphasize the importance of unhindered, unimpeded access granted for all humanitarian workers and protection of aid workers from any threats and attacks. At the same time, my delegation would like to reiterate the importance of addressing the regional imbalance in the UNHCR's workforce, where the Asia-Pacific region is one of the least represented, 14% of the total. Given the recently decentralized and regionalized structure of UNHCR, our increased efforts to promote balance in the workforce are more needed than ever before. My delegation is looking forward to closely working with UNHCR under your leadership, Mr. Grandi, for the realization of its noble mandate. I thank you.